It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. It's been a little while. It's been a few weeks since we have been live. It is good to be back. I'm joined today by our senior mentor, Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting with you guys about bearish butterflies today. If you have any questions for Mark, as he's working through the content, go ahead and plug it into the chat box right underneath the video box there. And I'll make sure to totally ignore your questions. No, that's not true. Only some of them I'll ignore. Marky Mark.
How are you, Johnny?
Good, man. How you doing?
Boy, it's been a long time. Almost forgot what you look like.
Yeah, I'm still here, though.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but the market's up really high,
a little bit,
all-time high areas. So we're going to talk just about a little spec play today.
Cool.
If you happen to think that it could pull back even the slightest bit, this is the trade you might want to consider. It's cheap. Can you see my desktop now, John?
Yeah, looking at the SPX on Toss.
You bet.
Beauty.
So let's just be real old-fashioned, so to speak, and use the Bollinger Bands. Theoretically, the market's supposed to trade between them, right? Bounce off the top, come down, bounce off the bottom. So let's suppose you thought, hey, this SPX has been running up a long time. I think it could at least touch the bottom of the Bollinger Band like it did a week or two ago. Do it again in the next couple of weeks, which is around, 24, 35-ish. Maybe even a little lower now. It was 35-ish earlier. Well, let's just look for the 35, which is what it was a little bit earlier. Let's take a look. So what if I thought over the next couple of weeks that, say, August 4th expiration, 17 days from now, I thought that the SPX maybe would get down around that area had been there, 24, 35. It could go lower. It could go a little higher, but somewhere in that area. So what you can do is you can set up kind of what we call a time bomb butterfly. How wide it is up to you. And we'll look at a couple different widths and talk about it. So if I went out there and a couple weeks expiration, and I went ahead and bought a 24.55 put, then sold the 24.35, since that's where I think it might go. So that should be around your center. And then bought another one 20 points lower. We'd have a 20-point wide fly. This fly would cost us $255. Now, if you got filled there at the mid price at $255 or $2.55, that and the trading fees, it's the most money you could ever lose. No matter what happens, the market could collapse to zero. It could go to the moon. Your risk is $255 plus whatever your fees were. So how does it work? Well, if it goes down at all, even in the near term, you could quickly be up 5, 10, 15, 20, even 50%, as we can see here, if we just ran down into that 35 area real soon here. But anytime over the next couple of weeks, as we go forward in time, watch how this grows. So we'd grow to, let's say we looked at, I think this is a week from Friday. You could be up 100% if we're inside this fly in the meaty part anyway, maybe even on some of the edges. So it's a cheap play for looking for a pullback. And what I do with this, I don't adjust it. It's all or nothing. It either works or it doesn't. You can do things like, if I'm ever down 50%, I'm closing it. Or, you could just risk 100%, say, hey, I'm willing to put couple $100, $250 out there. If it works, it works, because this could actually come in and work for you the last day, and then you really make some money. So you just never know when this thing might take off. But if it did, well, you could make maybe a 300-400% return if you were really fortunate about it. Now, if you don't want to spend that much money, no problem. You can make the points 10 points wide. So 45, still 35, and then 25 on the bottom. Now, you can put this anywhere you want. If you think it's going to go lower, center it lower. You don't think it's going to go there? You know, maybe higher, center it higher. But once again, now it's only $65 per contract if we get filled here at the mid. And you could have quite a winner if you get down here. Now, conversely, let's suppose you think, hey, Mark, I'm a bull. I think we're going to 2,500, not a problem. And let's center this at 2,500.
First of all, did you say conversely?
Did I?
I think I you know. Did. I mean, those are like, those are gym shoes, right?
I think they are gym shoes. Yeah, the high tops. No, they might be high tops.
Yeah, high tops.
All right. So let's look at 2490 as our bottom, so to speak, here. And I'd make this calls. Here's why I do puts below and calls above. That way, if we're wrong, say we're doing this call fly and it never gets there, it goes down, we don't even have to bother to close it. Now, you can if you want, but it's probably going to be worthless, and you'll end up paying trading fees. So you can just ignore it if it doesn't go your way because nothing's in the money if you do it this way. So there you have it. You could play it on the upside, $65. We go to 2,500 in the next couple of weeks. Winner, winner, chicken dinner for you. Like I said, no adjustments. I would do probably all or bet it all, and that's that. This is not the milk money. This is pure spec.
Yep.
If you don't understand it, please do it paper. And you could also put a put and a call on if you wanted. So kind of an interesting way to play whatever you might think is going to happen over the next couple of weeks in the market. So, Johnny, with that, I'll take any questions anybody's got.
I like it. Yeah, if you do have any questions, go ahead and throw them in the chat box. Always appreciate Mark sharing the goodies with us. For sure. No questions, Mark. If you do have questions, of course, you can always email us, info@SheridanMentoring.com, or always give us a call here at 800-288-9341. I don't have any trivia or any of those goodies for you today. I'm sorry. We will on Thursday. Mark will be back on Thursday doing another installment to Sheridan TV. No questions. So I appreciate, Mark, you sharing with us today.
All right.
Thank you, folks, for joining us, and we will see you on Thursday for another installment of Sheridan TV. Appreciate your time, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye, folks.